and James chapter 1. The general epistle of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are of the dispersion, greeting. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into manifold temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting, for he that doubts is like the surge of the sea driven by the wind, and tossed. For let not that man think, that he shall receive anything of the Lord, a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But let the brother of low degree glory in his high estate, and the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun arises with the scorching wind, and withers the grass, and the flower of it falls, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes, so also shall the rich man fade away in his goings. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that agape love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no man, but each man is tempted, when he is drawn away by his own lust, and enticed. Then the lust, when it has conceived, bears sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Be not deceived, my agape beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow, that is cast by turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Do you know this, my agape beloved brethren? But let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of men works not the legal works of the law of God. Therefore putting away all filthiness, and overflowing of wickedness, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding your own selves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror, for he beholds himself, and goes away, and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. But he that looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and so continues, being not a hearer that forgets but a doer, that works, this man shall be blessed in his doing. If any man thinks himself to be religious, while he bridles not his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And James chapter 2. My brethren, hold not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come into your congregation synagogue a man with a gold ring, in fine clothing, and there come in also a poor man in vile clothing, and you have regard to him that wears the fine clothing, and say, sit you here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, stand you there, or sit under my footstool, do you not make distinctions among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts? Here, my agape beloved brethren, did not God choose them that are poor, as to the world to be rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to them that love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you, and themselves drag you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme the honorable name, by which you are called? Howbeit if you fulfill the royal law of Christ the King according to the Scripture, you shall agape love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin, being convicted by the royal law as transgressors of the royal law. For anyone who shall keep the whole royal law, and yet stumble in one point, he has become guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if you do not commit adultery, but kill, you are become a transgressor of the royal law. So speak you, and so do, as men that are to be judged by a royal law of liberty. For judgment is outside mercy to him that has showed no mercy. Mercy rejoices against judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if a man say he has faith, but have not works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, and in lack of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Go in peace, be you warmed, and filled, and yet you give them not the things needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, faith is dead in itself. Behold, a man will say, You have faith, and I have works, show me your faith apart from your works, and I by my works will show you my faith. You believe that God is one, you do well, the demons also believe, and shudder. But will you know, O vain man, that faith apart from works is unproductive? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? You see that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for good works of the law, and he was called the friend of God. You see that by good works a man is justified, and not only by faith. And in like manner was not also Rahab the whore justified by good works, in that she received the messengers, and sent them out another way. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from good works is dead. And James chapter 3. Be not many of you teachers, my brethren, knowing that we shall receive heavier judgment. For in many things we all stumble. If any stumbles not in word, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. Now if we put the horses' bridles into their mouths, that they may obey us, we turn about their whole body also. Behold, the ships also, though they are so great, and are driven by rough winds, are yet turned about by a very small rudder, where the impulse of the steersman wills. So the dung also is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, how much wood is kindled by how small a fire. And the dung is a fire, the world of work without law among our members is the tongue, which defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the wheel of nature, and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beasts and birds, of creeping things and things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But the dung can no man tame, it is a restless evil, it is full of deadly poison. With bless we the Lord and Father, and with a curse we men, who are made after the likeness of God, out of the same mouth comes forth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does the fountain send forth from the same opening sweet water, and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, yield olives, or vine figs? Neither can salt water yield sweet. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life his works in meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, glory not, and lean not against the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion, and every vile deed. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits, outside variance, outside hypocrisy. And the fruit of lawful works is sown in peace for them that make peace. And James chapter 4. Where comes wars and where comes fightings among you? Come they not from here, even of your pleasures that war in your members? You lust, and have not, you kill, and covet, and cannot obtain, you fight, and war, you have not, because you ask not. You ask, and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it in your pleasures. You adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Anyone who therefore would be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or think you that the scripture speaks in vain? Does the Spirit which he made to dwell in us long unto envying? But he gives more grace. Therefore the scripture said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Be subject therefore unto God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted, and grieve, and weep, let your laughter be turned to grieving, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall exalt you. Speak not one against another, brethren. He that speaks against a brother, or judges his brother, speaks against the law of Christ, and judges the law, but if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. One only is the lawgiver and judge, Even he who is able to save and to destroy, but who are you that judge your neighbor? Come now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into this city, and spend a year there, and trade, and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? For you are vapor, that appeared for a little time, and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall both live, and do this, or that. But now you glory in your bragging, all such glorying is evil. To him therefore that knows to do good, and does it not, to him it is sin. And James chapter 5. Come now, you rich, weep, and howl for your miseries, that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver are rusted, and their rust shall be for a testimony against you, and shall eat your flesh as fire. You have laid up your treasure in the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers, who mowed your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries out, and the cries of them that reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of the army of saints. You have lived delicately on the earth, and taken your pleasure, you have nourished your hearts, in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have killed the righteous one, he does not resist you. Be patient therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it, until it receive the early and latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Murmur not, brethren, one against another, that you be not judged. Behold, the judge stands before the doors. Take, brethren, for an example of suffering, and of patience, the prophets, who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we call them blessed that endured. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, how that the Lord is full of pity, and merciful. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by the heaven, nor by the earth, nor by any other oath, but let your behold be behold, and your no, no, that you fall not under judgment. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the ecclesia, and let them pray over him, anointing him with olive oil, in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save him that is sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess therefore your sins one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The supplication of a righteous man avails much in its working. Elijah was a man of like passions with us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. My brethren, if any among you err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know, that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall cover a multitude of sins.